Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio. This program was broadcasted and recorded live from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe, Texas. Lone Star Community Radio is supported by listeners like you. Donate and sponsor today. For more information on getting involved with Lone Star Community Radio, contact us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or visit us online at www.irlonestar.com.
So won't you kick your feet up?
Welcome back to the Texas Ticket Show. This is Armando, and I'm so glad you guys made it today. We got a fun episode today, and a very informative. We've got Andrew Yusey, our Conroe Communications Director for the city of Conroe, Texas, of course. We also have Kelly Hall here with us today. She's in the studio now. Conroe Parks and Recreation.
Hello, thanks for having me.
I'm so glad you guys are here today. And I want to highlight today on all the stuff coming on here in Conroe. And you know, there's a lot of things that I traditionally patron through the year here in Conroe, through the years. And every holiday, it's like I find myself there sometimes rather than, you know, oh, that's coming up, rather than pre-planning. And I was like, where do I go to pre-plan these sort of things? So it was really nice that you came so folks can kind of get a 40-foot view on what's happening, get a good plan put together for the holidays for their friends that are coming to Conroe to visit, to stay. And then some folks like myself that just, we've made traditions out of doing things down here. And I know they're all on your list that you're about to share. So I'd hate to like start picking apart it. Well, what I like the most. Or what I've found myself in and practically stumbled into sometimes, you know, it's like, oh, it's the lighting of the tree. Cool. Let's go. Everybody get in the car. You know, that's today, you know. So I think we're sharing the insider here and giving him an idea. And I know you have a whole lot of stuff Parks and Recreation are doing this year. New stuff, traditional stuff, and new supporters, new sponsors, new people that enable the city to do these things. And I'd love to hear about them as well. Please feel free to share those that help empower the city to make some of these events cultivate the community that we live in today. And I'll leave it to you. Share some of the holiday fun. What's going on in Conroe?
I'm going to look at my cheat sheet because there's so much. I don't want to miss anything.
I'm taking notes too.
We have several events. Some are, like you said, are tradition, and there's going to be some new stuff that you might hear about this year. Starting early in December, December 2nd, which is a Tuesday night, always the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, we have the lighting of the tree. So come downtown. That's where, in my opinion, Christmas gets kicked off in Conroe. So come downtown, bring the family. We're working on a opportunity for people to get a good picture in front of the tree with their family. So look for that. And what singing that at that evening, we'll have the Covenant Christian. Covenant Christian School Choir.
Oh wow!
They sang with us last year and did a great job.
Very good.
Great job. They're coming back, so looking forward to that. They always really are professional and they do great. So and then once you get your tree picture and you see the lights come on, go walk downtown to the Main Street area, and we're going to have Christmas around the square, formerly known as Christmas on Main.
That's it. Yes. Yes. That's the one. Okay, cool.
They're expanding their footprint a little, so they're changing their name to Christmas around the square. That one is a really sweet event. If you want to look for that Hallmark experience, that's where you want to go. Vendors galore, so get some shopping done. Look for those unique gifts. They'll have plenty of food trucks, inflatables, crafts for the kids. Most of the stores downtown will stay open late, so you can go and, you know, do some shopping that maybe you wouldn't normally get a chance to do. But almost every store will have some kind of a Christmas, you know, teaser.
And the decoration's out.
Oh, man. Yeah. They usually have a window decorating contest. I don't know if they're doing that. Do you know?
Oh, yeah.
Andrew,
yeah, that's right.
That?
I didn't know that would be something to bring up with Farrellin, okay. But in that they have they're doing the bike giveaway again this year.
Okay, yes, they do
something really nice, which is their bike giveaway, and I don't have a total number of bikes that they get, but they, what was it last year?
Oh, gosh,
75.
I was gonna say around 80.
Around 80 bikes, yeah. So they gave away 80 bikes,
mm-hmm. And that's done in that area in front of the Founders. Owen Theater.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and all the businesses participate. So if you go in and you, I don't think you have to purchase anything. I think you just go in and
get a
collect
ticket.
Tickets from the stores.
Oh, cool!
And then they take all those tickets, put them in the jar, and they'll draw 80 people will walk away with a bike that night.
80?
Yeah.
Well, they had 75, and it varies every year. It's sure, a matter of what.
Something like that.
Yeah, they'll put up a certain number, and that's then a business generous. Will match it.
Yeah.
But that's a
sweet.
Lot of bikes. There's 80 kids
yeah.
going
yeah.
on bikes.
Yeah, that's a lot of bikes.
It's exciting. Yeah, really exciting.
That's a diesel kids. Worth of bike. But you got yeah. a truck a out there with
yeah.
bikes.
Yeah. It's a lot.
That's
it's fantastic. Exciting.
That's the highlight of the
very considerate.
The used to be Christmas
sure.
on Main.
Yeah.
They're and the reason they're naming it Christmas Around the Square is because everything's centered around Founders Plaza.
Okay.
So with all the activity being there, then they don't want to limit it to just Main Street, because let's say we start expanding, coming over with food trucks and stuff. So it makes sense. Christmas Around the Square is the entire downtown area.
That's great. I'm sure the businesses appreciate that.
Yes. And they all go.
What about me?
Yeah, they get involved. Yeah.
You know, yeah. Go ahead. Now, let me cut you off. I have questions there, but we'll ask at the end. I'll hash in some of those.
Okay.
But
cool. So once we get done with the Christmas Around the Square event, the next weekend you can sign up for Donuts with Santa. So if you have younger kids that want a special experience with Santa, you sign up, you enroll online, and then you get a special time. So you get a time slot. So you'll go in. There's donuts and coffee and, hot chocolate, crafts for the kids to do while they're waiting or after they're done. But they get that special picture with Santa. So and
that's cool.
The neat thing is it's an appointment time, right?
How do they sign up
so
for this?
So they go online to the City of Conroe website, and they'll look under the Parks and Rec page. They'll see it there. That's a
Perfect.
That's a Parks and Rec event. So that one's really, really special, and it will sell out. So sign up soon. And then following that weekend is kind of the culmination of a lot of things that we're doing. Oh, let me back up. Our new event is the drive-through lights in Candy Cane Park. Mm. So if you haven't heard about that, we have a park near Highway 45, and it's called Candy Cane Park. So this year it was decided, hey, let's do something fun in that park with Candy Cane name. So they're gonna have a drive-through Christmas light experience.
That's so cool. So, and they've got the disabled veterans dabs there, the Veterans Affairs is up
yeah.
front,
mm-hmm.
the and the historic Montgomery County buildings.
Yes.
There
there's a lot of different things right there at that location.
I'm sure there's more.
Tons.
I hate to leave those guys out. That back building, they got the new swim area, indoor
Water
swim
park. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's you there too, right?
I'm next door at the CK Ray Recreation Center.
Okay.
So, and on that campus, there's the Senior Activity Center and the Regular Activity Center. There's a lot of different recreation buildings right there. Plus
and
the park.
On that note, just really quick, I'll slip it in. Thank you for Paul Davila out there at the Veterans Resource Centers at DAV and those guys. And I hope y'all have a wonderful Veterans Day here on the 11th.
Oh, yeah. It's coming up.
So, and thank you for your service. All you guys listening, watching,
yes.
wherever you may be, thank you so much. Donuts with Santa, really quick, what date was that?
That is Saturday, December 6th, and it's 8 a.m. to noon.
Okay, 8 to noon.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So on the drive-through Christmas lights, mm-hmm. Like I said, that is our new event this year. It's brand new. It's going to be every weekend in December, Friday, Saturday, Sunday nights from 6 to 10.
That's fantastic.
So we're excited to see how that's going to go, and I'm sure it will bring out a good large crowd.
Yeah, that's, so. And it's such a great location. It's such a great location mm-hmm. to be seen, for them to see Conroe wherever they may be traveling, mm-hmm. and to see us yeah. and what we're doing here. All right, well, I got that. December 6th. So tell me a little bit about some of the supporters that help make some of these things happen.
So
people
the
that are helping.
Tree lighting is sponsored this year. We haven't our first year to have them as a sponsor for this event is the Comcast/Xfinity. So
oh, really?
They're like
cool.
a partner company. Comcast Xfinity is going to sponsor tree lighting, and then the Christmas celebration, which is the last kind of thing in our lineup of events, is sponsored by Highland Dairy Foods.
Highland. And they did the Christmas tree lighting last year,
yes.
right?
Last year they did the tree lighting and the celebration.
Okay.
This year they're going to focus their efforts on the celebration.
And we appreciate
so,
that.
Yes.
We very much. That's really nice.
Yeah. And if
we
you don't
remember.
Know,
and we remember as a community they were there for us to help us last year
yes.
as well, and what they're doing this year.
Yeah.
I'm very thankful. And so Xfinity.
Comcast
Xfinity.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
they're
great.
The tree lighting.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Thanks for recognizing them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Donuts with Santa. Is am
yes.
I? Can I go question now?
Go
you
right
got
ahead.
You got more? What are you throwing
One,
at me?
We do.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, hit me.
The last two are on Saturday, December
yeah.
13th.
Okay,
that
okay.
is the Christmas celebration. So that one is kind of what all this is working up towards.
Ooh.
Is Santa will be there, inflatables, fun activities. vendor market. So like if you got last minute gifts, this is a good place to find some unique, special handcrafted items. Yeah. There'll be food trucks on site.
The ice slide.
Oh yeah. The snow hill. Like
what is it called? Slalom? Big slalom?
Yeah. They get on inner tubes, and there's a younger kid slide and a bigger kid slide. So, and even grown-ups can slide.
Wow.
Yeah. So, feel like you're in Colorado for the day.
Okay, where is this?
That one is in Heritage Place.
Where's the Ice Mountain
which is right down in downtown. Yeah, the Ice Mountain is in Heritage Place.
Heritage Place, okay. Yeah. That's interesting.
And you can't forget the parade, the Christmas parade. Okay. That's on the same day.
In Christmas parade.
Yeah.
Okay, and as far as... Okay, go ahead.
Nope. Well, I was just going to say with the Christmas parade, that this year they're going to have a new time. They're going to start at 11.
That was the question.
So they're going to kick off the celebration. The celebration event also starts at 11. So you can be inside Heritage Place on the slide and take a look, and the parade can be going around you.
That's so cool.
So just note that there is a new time for the parade this year.
So everything starts at 11. And yes. How long will the vendors be out there?
Till 4.
Till 4. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you still looking for vendors?
Yeah, sure.
How would a vendor
they can
up?
Check me out on the City of Conroe Facebook page or City of Conroe website. Okay. And there's a link on the left-hand side if they go to the Parks Recreation page that says vendor applications.
Awesome.
So they can just click that. Or
awesome.
They can email me, Kelly Hall, khall@cityofconroe.org.
khall.
And I can hook them up.
At cityofconroe.org. It's amazing how many people don't know how to spell Conroe that don't live here.
I know.
Why is that weird to them?
Conroy. I get all kind of weird
right?
stuff.
Right? Yeah. What is that a challenge? Yeah. That shouldn't be on the list. Like, we don't have enough on our plate. Really? You can't spell Conroe? Well, speak it out. I don't know. It seems difficult, and I just don't understand it. You ever see that?
I do it sometimes. Yeah. I'm typing quick. I have to go back and make sure.
You're all over the
because
place.
I'm just typing away.
Well, that's a typo. That's not the same. Yeah,
but it's easy. It's easy to...
Conroy. You live in Conroy.
Well, and it's not necessarily me. It's the technology.
Oh, yeah.
Assumes that I'm trying to say R-O-W.
That's true.
So I do have to go back and make sure.
Yeah.
Everything I type.
What do you got going on? What's going on in Camp Andre?
Well, we have a lot. So like Kelly was saying that we work together, and I do want to mention that everything Kelly just told you is put together by a dedicated team. Sure. It is an incredible force that gets mm-hmm. together, and we plan this throughout the year. And what a lot of people don't know about Kelly is active throughout the year. So she'll go right from daddy-daughter dance to the next event, mm-hmm. mother-son date night. And it just, once you get through a big event, you're working right toward the next event.
Yeah,
this is the culmination of the year because there's so much going on, but it's the festive season. Mm-hmm. So everyone that comes together, there's committees, there's commissions, there's large groups of people that, you know, they put their heads together. How can we make this bigger? How can we make it better? Make it a better experience for the citizens and the visitors. So shout out to everyone who's worked on these.
Yes.
But Kelly is she's the chief of that entire organization over there.
Yeah. Oh, so wow.
Thank you to her for everything. For me, working with right now, we're in a transitional period with the Conroe Visitors Bureau, the Visit Conroe.
Yes.
While we're in this transitional period, we're kind of handling a lot of the marketing and a lot of the events that they had going in the past. We're bringing back this year the second annual Deck the Hall here at City Hall.
That's right.
Which is, if you remember last year, we had all the Christmas trees mm-hmm. lined across City Hall inside in the Visitor Center where different businesses, organizations, groups, I think Parks and Rec had a tree, mm-hmm. come in and decorate their tree. And then we have a contest at the end on December 15th to users can come in and vote on the best tree. So we will be doing that again this year. In fact, it's
cool.
going to be starting on the actual start dates for decorating will be November 24th, and we can decorate through December 5th. We'll have all that information on the Visit Conroe website. We're getting ready to start a marketing campaign to get those flyers out, get the information out. But that's exciting for City Hall to bring that back because that was a big success last year. And I do want to point out that I believe it was the Veterans Memorial Commission that won Their tree was cool.
They had all the pictures on there.
The historic service members.
And it was filling up the whole time, right? Yes. Like that bracket of time you just said, November 24th is where they can set up the tree. December 5th is when it ends. And during that period of time, as we toured the lobby, of course, I'm right here, but you know, I'm in City Hall, first floor, here on Lone Star Community Radio, and you can check them out on your dial, lonestarcommunityradio.org. IRLoneStar.com. Yeah. You can see that there. And we're right here. We're located at the first floor of City Hall here in Conroe, Texas. And we get the benefit of walking right out and checking out these trees. Mm-hmm. And last year I got to see that tree populate. It was really neat because people came and brought their veteran to the tree. It was really cool. And I think that's a nice thing to bring up with Veterans Day right around the corner.
Yes, that was a special tree. We are doing that. So that's what we have going on here. And then everything else with Kelly is... just hit the highlights of what to expect. The tree lighting ceremony is a really fun event for the whole family. Mm-hmm. You can come out. There's a lot of activities going on around the area. This year we're working to get a area where you can do selfies, mm-hmm. where you can get in front of the tree and have actual light. Because in the past, we keep it a little darker so you can see the tree light. So once the tree is lit and it comes on and everyone's happy and the choir sings, we're going to have lights that will kind of illuminate the tree so you can stand in front, have your picture taken in front of the tree.
Yeah,
we're working on that's new this year.
What time does the choir get started?
The fire?
The choir. No fire. Firework. No, the choir.
We were having a Yule log this year.
Because last time I came, it started before I got there, and I thought I was well early, and I was like, man, I could have done this a little better. You know, and they were seated, camped out when I got there. The whole hill was full at Heritage Park. And there are people everywhere. I'm like, it's getting in there.
Yeah.
But what time would be, you think, the tourista time to show up?
The event starts at 6:30 and the choir does kick us off. So they, and you know, we'll usually try to have them on time. So if you get there 5:45 or so,
it's probably gonna...
there's hot chocolate that will be passed out. Once it's gone.
I think a pro tip would be to get there early, get your spot, especially if you got a big family. Make sure they get a blanket down, a little towel or whatever you do to get comfortable there on the hillside. It's really nice. And the weather's been really participating. Hopefully it sticks with us.
I hope so.
Yeah. And that's super nice. I saw a few years back, I don't remember what festival the city was holding, but Charlie Crockett was there. And he played at the Cynthia Mitchell Woods Pavilion just recently. The guy's like tailgating all kinds of movies in their credits and stuff as they roll. I'm like, that's Charlie Crockett. He was just in Conroe.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're kidding me. He was in Conroe. We interviewed the guy, and it was just such a treat that y'all brought this kind of talent to our town. I think it was one of the free concerts, and it was just such a treat throughout the year getting those free concerts on Thursday, bringing those, one, we feed the band, two, we feed the community, and three, it's more than most, and it's definitely appreciated, and we really enjoy those Thursday concerts. And that series, I don't know how long it goes or when it goes, but I do, man, I like them. That's super fun.
That's her show.
That's a 6-month series, and typically we do April through September. We're actually considering changing up the months that we offer it because there's a couple of months in there that are just so hot that we see an attendance drop. So, but typically it's April through September, and it's just one per month.
And if somebody wanted to sponsor something, is that something they could do?
Yes, and they can reach out to me. I have sponsors for that. Last year, actually, Comcast Xfinity was my major sponsor for that one. But we have a package where they can sponsor the whole series.
Really?
Or if Comcast comes back that wants to sponsor the whole series, we also have opportunities for someone to sponsor just an individual concert or just a stage. There's different options.
And that's so cool because, honestly, I've lived my whole life here. And I'll tell you, I didn't know much about Highland Milk. I knew they were there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm at the tree ceremony drinking a chocolate milk going, what in the world? Who are these guys? And then I'll tell you, I've thought about them. Oh, there they are. And then it came up. It familiarized me with that brand as an existing resident. That they were more than just the billboard I passed. Seemed to made them human. It made them different. And it felt right. Because at first it didn't. I'm like, why is the milk guy sponsoring this? And then afterwards it started soaking in. And I was like, oh,
so
I get it.
Yeah.
With Highland, Highland is, you're right. They are really, they're really like in the neighborhood kind of thing. You know, they're just right there on Siemens, right? They bought the old Borden factory,
Did they?
Yeah. So it used to be Borden. Now it's Highland. And they are farmer owned. So a lot of the farmers that produce the milk have ownership in their plant. You'll see them in like a lot of the smaller grocery stores, like Stewart's. If you go down by the coast, you'll see them in Stewart's, maybe Brookshire's, smaller grocery stores. I want to say they're in some of the HEBs, and I think they provide the milk for some of the elementary schools for their lunch. So,
well, that's fantastic. And, you know, the lighting of the tree has been one of those traditions that we have, you know, that we've got to go, whether I was in the media or not. I'm bringing the kids. We're all going, you know, it's a thing. And then they did the write the letters to Santa. Okay, you'll do the hay rides, right? Yeah. There are some hay rides we see going. I don't think we've done it yet, but the girls want to. You know, they're
it's not a bad idea to consider.
Yeah. And this, I know the letters to Santa will be there usually by the jewelry store.
Brownlee's Jewelry. That's right. Yes.
And then I don't know if they're going to bring back the hayride. I haven't heard them talk about that.
It's kind of crazy to think you could even do it with all the roads so busy and so many people. It's like, boy, this is a slow hayride. You know?
So that's a good idea for the future. When we get at the end of all of this, we'll sit down and assess how we did everything and look at what are some things we might bring up for next year. And that's not a bad idea, because after the tree lighting, the idea is to get the momentum going towards Christmas around the square. And so have one of those roads, if the hayride's just kind of going up back and forth, maybe have two going. Kids can hop on there. Would be fun. And mentioning that too, we will have the Conroe Police Mounted Patrol are out here too.
That's cool.
And their horses get really festive.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. And you know, the kids love that. The kids love that. You know, when people move to Conroe, I think they expect to get closer to the country, closer to the grassroots, what make this state so proud of. And I think having the horses there really symbolizes that. I know they're all over in Houston and whatnot, but not in every state, you know what I mean? And to have them here as Mounted Patrol, and I think it's a nice touch. Mm-hmm. It really brings our grassroots to the front. Yeah. And I know everybody wants to keep it, but we want to grow, and we want to, but we don't want to lose that. I know that's tough territory to traverse. But so I'll just run through these really quick. Deck the Halls, November 24th, right here in City Hall to December 5th. You can come out and you can sponsor a tree, support a tree, vote on a tree, add to a tree, bring a tree, contact you at Parks and Recreation to do that.
The Deck the Hall will not be Parks and Recreation. In fact, I'll give you the name. That's going to be Sebastian out here with the Visit Conroe.
Okay, that's right. That's right.
I'm Sebastian Castillo. So his is S. Sierra, CASTILLO at cityofconroe.org if you're looking for information. But I'll have it on the Visit Conroe website under events, I believe is where I put it.
Okay.
So visitconroe.com and look for events, and we'll have it on there, Deck the Hall. Okay. That'll have all the information.
And if you're watching at home, you can just stop right there, pause that, back that up a little bit, and get that email down and get that in. And you come visit him right here. You can walk right in the front door at 300 West Davis and talk to him directly and get your tree, get your business represented by a tree here at City Hall. And lots of foot traffic through here on a regular basis. Everybody comes through here all day long. I mean, it distracts me. Every time you see me do this, I'm watching people on my peripheral going
Thursdays.
Thursdays
is very
place.
Active here.
What's Sasquatch about?
Sasquatch
There's
is
one in the lobby,
we're
folks.
Running name, a name for Sasquatch. That is one of the targets from the archery tournament that we recently had. That is actually a target, a full-size target that we've put him in the lobby. The archery event was a successful event out at the Westside Owen Park. We will be bringing that back. And there was some unofficial talk about having a contest to name him. Without going into a contest, I put Gorgonthal as my...
Gorgonthal,
I thought was a great name for Sasquatch in the lobby. Okay. So unofficially, if you come to the City Hall, you'll see Gorgonthal standing out there.
Okay.
But he is, one of the targets when you do the archery event. He's back in the woods. So as you're going down the course, that's the life size.
So somewhere behind all the Christmas trees, he'll be lurking for the holidays.
We might definitely.
Maybe a little Santa hat.
I don't know that
tinsel. A little tinsel on him.
Yeah, he might be one of the trees. He's strategically placed where the trees.
That's true.
We get a blurry version of him to put
behind. We also have the I don't know the history of the fire truck that's out there right now, but there is one of the oldest Conroe fire vehicles is now located in City Hall. So when you come to City Hall, you'll see a lot of different. What the goal for that is, I'll tell you, Armando, is we are trying to start building up this space down here on the first floor, not as a museum or a place just for collection, but start putting things that are historic to Conroe. So as we collect, acquire, and we'll have videos to highlight historic events in Conroe, new videos. There's a lot of plans for what we're going to do with this space.
It's a lot of space.
Starting with Gorgonthal.
Well, okay, so next question. We didn't go Gorgonthal. Next, hashtag Gorgonthal. So we didn't elaborate much on the daughter-father dance, but I'm somewhere I've dog-eared this that I promised I would eventually go to this, you know, because I keep being asked to go. And I'm like, well, she didn't dance really well. She's three, you know. Now she's, okay, she's four.
How old is she now?
10 and 13, so they're able to dance just fine.
Yeah.
Yes.
My excuses are gone.
My experience, I have two sons, not daughters, but I've gone there. I feel for those dads. You've got to be hydrated. You've got to stretch. You've got to make sure you will be out there, and they will work you.
They don't want to dance with me as much as the 10-year-old still does, my 13-year-old. Oh, God.
Yeah. She might.
You're going to get work on that dance floor.
Yeah. We're that age.
So this might be your last year to get that good
dance
in.
You're right. And I feel that. I think all the new teen parents are feeling that. Their daughters are just the queen of the house all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great event. It is such a good event.
So when is that again?
February 28th.
Oh, okay. We've got plenty of time. No wonder we didn't talk about
it. It's at the Hyatt, so it's a really special event. I try to make it a nice outing for you guys.
Awesome. So. Okay, so flashing through these. So December 2nd, just a reminder, is the tree lighting. Correct me where I'm wrong here. We'll have that, and then we'll get to go right into the Christmas on around the square.
Mm-hmm.
And that day will be filled with all kinds of stuff, the bike giveaway. Mm-hmm. Prizes, lights, concert. Or no concert. Is there a concert? There's no music.
No.
But there is the choir concert. Choir. Yeah, I guess that's what the note was. So the choir will start at 6:30. Pro tip, come at 5:45.
Yes.
Get your thing down, coffee, hot chocolate. It's all being served out there. That's fantastic. And then Donuts with Santa, December 6th, and that is 8 to noon.
You do have to enroll.
Enroll.
To get your
spots. Must enroll.
Yeah, because it's a time, you know, you have a time slot.
Is there a fee for this?
There is, and I cannot tell you what that is offhand. Okay. I apologize.
And they'll know that when they enroll.
Yes.
Okay. And you can go to Parks and Recreations to see that.
To the City of Conroe.
City of
website.
Conroe. Yeah. Okay. City of Conroe.
Then look under Parks and Rec.
Parks and Recreation. Yeah. Okay. Otherwise, you'll get the show.
Then you'll get the show.
I told her I saw her show when she got here.
I'll sign
autographs. Donuts and Santa. Okay. So, must enroll. Weekend 6 to 10. Every weekend 6 to 10. What is that?
That's the drive-through lighting.
A drive-through lighting at Candy Cane Park.
Yes.
Okay, so Candy Cane Park, and that starts when?
December 5th. So it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, every weekend.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday every weekend, mm-hmm. and you can come out and catch it at Candy Cane Park, and that's right there off I-45, right behind the Outback Steakhouse, mm-hmm. and there's another place there, but the swimming areas there, the parks that you know, and then all that other stuff.
There will be some signage up leading up to that date to kind of let you know if this is where you need to pull into park or to stage your car.
Because
I'm sure there's going to be a backup.
And it'll be lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yes.
Got it. Yes. Okay. And then December 13th, the Christmas.
The celebration. Yes, that's the daytime event that starts at 11.
With the parade?
Yes.
Same time, vendor market, and that's the vendors will be set up in the square or Heritage?
On the street, right there, right outside of Heritage Place Park.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they can sign up. We're still taking in vendors.
Yes.
Still taking sponsorship for all these things.
Yes.
And you can prepare with sponsorships with Parks and Recreations for the free concert throughout the year as well by reaching out to you, Kay Hall. At thecityofconroe.org.
Yes.
Right.
And can I mention on the parade, that's the Kiwanis, Conroe Noon Kiwanis Club event.
Oh, yeah.
So
they're great guys.
To get a spot, just go to their website. Actually, there's a link on our website as well. But if you want to go to the Conroe Noon Kiwanis Club.org, I think
fantastic.
Is what it is, that you can sign up online there to get your spot.
And I think you'll want to go on there as well to see the parade route, though we have mm-hmm. the Christmas celebration is at the park, mm-hmm. Heritage Place. You would see their parade route. That would help you prepare for where you want to sit or stage.
Oh, yeah.
Good vantage points for candy.
Yeah, we might share that as well, but the Kiwanis site has that up every year.
Their map,
right?
Yeah.
That's good. And their memberships are ridiculously inexpensive for a year of working with the Kiwanis, and they do so much for the Lions and a couple of other groups that we've noted that are $1,000 scholarships. I mean, the math doesn't add up. You're not bringing in enough money through membership to give this many scholarships. So we're always so grateful. And I mean, I know there's other folks helping them in different ways beyond our view.
Right.
And thank God, thank God. And they're doing amazing stuff. I think they gave out $10,000 worth of scholarships just to Montgomery High School.
Wow.
Yeah,
in
awesome.
One graduation year, each year almost, I think. And so there's some impressive work being done there that, that we can't discount. And but what about volunteers? Is there any spaces that you'd like for them to, if somebody wants to help out, just come be of service in some way to the city?
They can reach out to me as well for volunteer opportunities. I definitely could use volunteers at the celebration day. We get about 10,000 people attending that event. So there's always an opportunity for volunteers. Groups will come out, and help run the snow hill slide.
And the Lions made me think of that because that's what they do. That's their MO. They're out there. They're just, and they work so hard. It's like, wow, you're running laps around the paid people. It's insane.
Exactly.
Wow. So when you see them, what they're doing, how they're doing it, why they're doing it, they're really trying to support, cultivate a good community here in Conroe. And I know you guys are too. And
reach out to me.
You're doing a great job.
I can help them. I can hook them up at several events throughout the year if they are looking for volunteer opportunities.
Great.
So.
And I look forward to getting a picture with Santa. I'm going to come for the donut thing on December 6th. I'll be there first in line at 8 a.m.
Okay.
With all my Rugrats.
There you go.
And me. And I want to thank you both for coming. And what was the cityofconroe.org, right?
That's the website.
Nice and
yes. Or visit Conroe. And before we sign off, I just want to remind you that the Deck the Hall here at City Hall, that's for businesses, organizations, corporations, anyone that just wants to come and have a tree present.
That's great.
There is no charge for that. You can come and
set
your tree up, and it's all about promoting your tree and expressing your
that's
creative.
Fantastic.
So let all the businesses know out there that we encourage. I think there's a limit of 20. I might be wrong, but we'll have all the information on the website. But if you want to have a tree, by all means.
I bet you could fit like 60 in there. And
Sasquatch
would look better.
We'd have to move Gorgonthal.
He would look good hiding among the trees, like right at home. I think Gorgonthal might be a happy place. Like,
Armando,
makes sense.
We can give you Gorgonthal and let you decorate Gorgonthal.
Oh,
everyone will have trees. We'll
give
you the Armando Gorgonthal tree.
It's been assigned. It's official.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put a jacket on him and a hat.
A jacket, a sword, a battlefield.
He's going to have a little Go Lake Conroe badge on there, holding a Texas flag or something. I don't know. I think it looked good just amongst the trees there in the lobby. I love the vision, and it sounds really fun.
It's very lighting and just
that's
visual.
So cool.
It's very nice.
And it could use it. It definitely could use it. There's room for a lot of trees. And any future plans, the city is going to be working in there. I think there's plenty of space to help do whatever agenda the city and the Parks and Recreations have to help bring people together. And we appreciate the space and your time today. And I want to go over these a little later, and I'll try to represent them as best I can.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for coming out today, Kelly.
Thanks for having me.
Andrew, thank you so much. Folks, we'll be back in just a moment with a little bit more from the Texas Ticket with some calendared events. We'll be right back after this.
Lone Star Radio on my mind.
Car enthusiasts of Conroe, FM 104.5 and 106.1 Lone Star Community Radio invites you to shift into gear every Monday from 1 to 2 with Cruising Car Club Talk with Robert and Randy for news on all things automotive in the greater Houston-Conroe area. Can't make a live show? We've got you covered. You can find all of our uncut content, including full episodes on Spotify, iTunes, Play Store, YouTube, Facebook, and irlonestar.com. Again, that's Mondays 1 to 2, Cruising Car Club Talk with Robert and Randy. See you there.
On to land, 104.5. Lone Star Radio on my mind.
Welcome back to the Texas Ticket. We're here on IRLoneStar.com. And you can catch us on 104.5 and 106.1 FM. All the time. I think the show, the station runs all day. The Texas Ticket now, it appears every Friday at 1 o'clock. And, you know, you can donate to the Texas Ticket. You can buy me some coffee, buy me some swag. You can just do that right down here on the link at the bottom of the poster. And if not, you can help by just giving it a like, a thumbs up. Mention one of the local businesses that you saw them here on the Texas Ticket show, and it really helps the show and helps the algorithm here at Lone Star Radio. So whatever you can do, thank you so much. We appreciate you, and we appreciate you watching. If you even heard me say that, thank you. So we're going to kind of talk about a few events coming up here in Conroe and in the area, Montgomery County. First I want to thank Andrew and Kelly Hall for coming in. Super cool. And if you wanted to catch any of the park and recreation events in the city of Conroe, Friends of Conroe events, you can see that part we just did. And we'll have all that stuff listed below in the link at cityofconroe.org. So tonight, November 7th, you can go out to Guadalajara's. Tonight, November 7th, from 7 to 10 p.m., it says Kevin Black's going to be there, but there's a songwriter competition going on there. And I want to get some more details about it. I think Kevin Black's playing on the 7th tonight. And then later on, there's going to be a songwriter competition where artists can come register and compete there at Guadalajara's. And by the way, Monday through Friday, I believe from 3 to 6 is a complimentary buffet. I think I drink a couple beers, but the buffet is fantastic. I want to throw that out there. Let's go Guadalajara's. All those wonderful events that are coming down here. I'd like to also thank Highland Milk and Xfinity and Comcast for their support for these events, and we're great. We're grateful. El Tigre Fight Night's coming back to Conroe. It's next weekend, November 15th at the Lone Star Convention Center. Tickets are on sale now. You can go and catch a lot of up-and-coming fights. The Golden Gloves just got settled here recently for Texas. I think those bouts have completed and added to the pool some belted youth champions, adult champions, and folks that represent the state of Texas in Golden Gloves are now in this rotation. So I know there's a lot of new guys out there. Congratulations to Preston Nino, new Golden Gloves for the state of Texas here somewhere. I don't know exactly what weight class, but congratulations, Preston. The Texas Custom Knife Show. It's the 8th annual event, November 8th and 9th, and it's the Montgomery County Fairgrounds. You can come and catch the knife show. Some of the guys from Forged and Fire are judging. They make weapons, show weapons. There's vendors of all kinds of things with knives and different things they make, from butter knives to axes, you know, and everything in between. There is an axe toss and some other stuff. They have the ballistic dummies out there that they samurai up for show and get that, you know, you got to get the bag over like Gallagher, you know, or something like that, I think, out there, you know, like smashing watermelons on stage. I don't know, but it's a great event, a lot of fun, and they're indoors, covered this year, so you'll be able to rain or shine. Tickets are now available at TexasCustomKnifeShow.com. Catch those guys there. Walden Lakeview Dining is doing a Veterans Day Sunday brunch on November 9th, and they have remodeled that dining room. I don't know if you've seen it, but it is beautiful. Great new furnishings, great new everything. It is gorgeous. Go on out there, celebrate a veteran, bring a veteran to brunch November 9th at Walden in Montgomery, Texas. And that's 1310 Melville Road, Montgomery, Texas. And you can Google Walden's Lakeview Dining and Venue to get that. Also, Sheila Marshall, she'll be over at the Red Brick Tavern November 16th. And that's a Saturday night. I think she starts about 9:30. That time seems a little late to me, maybe sooner. Maybe it's 9:30, so you can finish eating your dinner, get your table cleared off, and enjoy some Sheila Marshall. I know I want to. That place is fabulous. I love the beer. I love the place. I love the atmosphere. It's a real intimate location. Everybody's really close. Sheila Marshall's got great energy. She's a beautiful young lady and a great sound. It'll be a show worth attending. And it's a small room, so book in advance. Come early. As well, Main Street Market downtown Conroe, of course, on Saturdays. Main Street Market, catch them in the square all over downtown. Recurring weekly on every Saturday. Come out and catch them in the morning times. I think they start about 9. Montgomery Farmers Market over at the KOF campgrounds. Get your fresh eggs, milk, all the above, breads, baked goods, sprouts, vegetables, all that stuff. It's fantastic. We're really enjoying that. And that's at the KOA campground on Highway 105 West. They're from 9 to 12, and that'll also be every Saturday. You can catch them out there. Not sure if there's Sundays as well there at the KOA, but you can check that out. And all the stuff we mentioned, wanted to also thank we did the Coffee and Classics car show over the weekend. Celebrating just local gearheads out at the Waterpoint Center in the parking lot there. They do the first Saturday of the month with the 105 Cruises and the Conroe Meetup Group. You can come and join them out there. They also follow up after that over at, they'll start at Hunger Crush at the Waterpoint Center, and then all the cruisers and vehicles head over to the Incredible Pizza located on I-45 there with the 105 Cruisers, and they do their car show there. And there's no judging, no fees or anything like that. It's just gearheads coming out and showing off their cars and hanging out together. And, you know, and we've seen some of the most amazing vehicles, and it blows your mind to see what some of these fellas are working on in their garage. It's a fantastic ride. Guys, we'll be back next week, and we're going to talk a little more next week about some of the holiday events. We're going to try and keep those things propagated throughout the season and make sure that you know where to go and what's going on out there. And we'd like to thank all those that help us keep the show running, and all those folks here at Lone Star Community Radio. We'd like to also thank Hands of Justice, Lone Star Community Radio, and Way Better Audio and Visual, our friends out in Montgomery that help all these events happen. Folks, we'll see you next week on the Texas Ticket Show. Lone Star Radio on my mind.